T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Dan.
Bob McLean!
Yes, sir. Well, it only happens once a week, but it does happen with regularity. Mm-hmm. Final bonus hour for this week of the Bobby Mac Show. Great to have you along as a part of it. Yep. And it is the Friday free-for-all, of course, so whatever you want to talk about is fair game here in the concluding 53 minutes or so of the show. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063. Or if you're a texter, the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is available for you as well. Just text 71307. My email address, bob@1063word.com.
That is correct.
Yes, indeedy. So here we go, last hour with yours truly, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loud mouth of the South. And to the phones we go immediately as we kick off the bonus hour to Bill, who is in Princeton, not the college town, somewhat closer to us. Hi, Bill, and welcome to the Friday free-for-all here.
Are you telling me we've got two whole days without Bobby Mack?
Well, you know,
Springer?
Springer. Woo! Well, don't forget, Bill, podcasts are available to you.
There you go. Yeah, on your Tara's got to be hooked on those.
There you go. On your own schedule. On your own schedule, Bill. Just, you know, whenever the mood strikes you, you can crank up the Bobby Mac Show.
Well, I have a problem here. The cow farts are making it rain so much, I don't know what to do about it.
Yeah, I know. That damn climate change again, you know?
It's really bad news. But I do have a really hard question I'm kind of confused about.
Yes, sir.
I'm having a birthday soon, and I'm getting really old. But the police department right now, let's just use Sheriff Wright, because he's a great guy.
He is a good guy.
He does this thing called Rolling Thunder, and he pulls over thousands of clowns on the road
right
to do stupid stuff, and they give wrong answers, so he takes their money in their cars.
Yes.
You know, it's a good thing. But now the Greenville Rag, the communist newspaper, they wrote a big article about this.
Yes, they did.
And now Hugh Leatherman found out that Mr. Wright's getting millions of dollars. So Mr. Leatherman has made a decision. He wants that money.
And he has a tendency to express some greed, I think is the word we're looking for.
Well, right now, the sheriff's department's up here. They're driving around in their undercover cars. They're all real nice. They're taking from people off of 85 who don't answer the question right. Like, do you have a driver's license?
Yeah.
No. Do you know where this money came from?
No.
No.
Are you sober? No.
No. So they take your car. I mean, it's an awesome deal. But if now they take their cars, does that mean Mr. Leatherman's going to be driving around in these new Escalades?
Well,
bear
in mind, and it's a fair question. Bear in mind, the Supreme Court just ruled within the last week or 10 days that there are limitations on these kind of I don't know if I would go that far. I would say they're acquisitions of new vehicles.
Right.
And the Supreme Court has said, because it was a guy, I can't recall what state he was in now, but he took his case all the way to the Supreme Court. He had some drugs in his vehicle, and so as a result, his vehicle was forfeit. Drug forfeiture, and the Supreme Court said, no, you can't, because I think it was, I don't know, Maserati, something like that, as you might expect. I mean, you can't expect a drug dealer to be driving a Yugo. So they took his vehicle. That's right. He took him to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said, no, you got to give him his car back. So,
well, I just, the problem I'm having, Bobby, is what I see is they've got this wonderful gas tax that they shoved down our throat, and the roads are still a mess.
Yeah, they are.
So if they take the stuff away from the sheriff's department up here, who they're being proactive, they're doing something, maybe it's not. If I was caught and they took my truck, maybe I'd be mad if I didn't think it was right.
Yeah.
But if I did something stupid, I mean, you know, when you stick your finger in the electrical out, expect to get shot.
Yeah.
If you don't, you've won the lottery. But if you get shot, well, you understand that.
Yep,
but
absolutely.
If you do something stupid, pay the price.
Yeah.
And when the government in the big state of Columbia, the senators decide that they're going to take that money away from the sheriff's department, what is that going to do to our sheriff's office?
We're
going to lose all that revenue.
And I can tell you what it's going to do to the roads. Same thing it's always done. Nothing.
Nothing. Bobby Mack, I want you to have a great weekend.
Thank you, Bill.
Tell the Queens, Miss Annie, Miss Moneypenny, have a great Woman's Day. Tell your bride to be nice to you. It's her day, too.
She is. She is. My baby doll, Brenda, takes superb care of me, like you can't believe.
And I hope that dog is doing lots better, and I want you to have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Bill Springer, he's not ever going to be you.
And I'll tell him, woo!
Bye-bye, Bobby.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it. Yeah, fortunately, Miss Megan went to the vet emergency hospital. She ate something, and it disagreed with her. They think that she was poisoned, maybe by some bird seed from the bird feeders in the yard. But in any event, she has bounced back nicely, and she's doing great. Appreciate your asking. 6:13 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Bob, a Yugo is a car I haven't heard mentioned in a long time. Yeah, I'm kind of dating myself with a Yugo. Followed by the less successful model for all your friends, the Wego. I don't think that's right. Bobby, this is 15-year-old Jacob from Clinton, South Carolina. It's absolutely pouring down here, and I'm wondering where this global warming, when this rain is the coldest I've ever felt. Absolutely. Coldest in history. Jacob, never been colder. Bobby, I would just pass along this missive. If you're getting your news from Facebook, you deserve everything stupid that happens to you. Just let natural selection take its course. Gotcha. Bobby, no Republican has ever won old Crazy Eyes girlfriend's district in over 100 years. I don't think you'll ever get a conservative Republican on the ballot there, much less see them win. Yeah, exactly. Was there more on here? Bobby, the word says we perish with a lack of vision. With all that's against us now, it's almost impossible to have a vision these days. Bobby, is there anybody else other than me who's all excited about losing an hour of sleep come 2 in the morning on Sunday? Man, I love taking a 24-hour day and making it into a 23-hour day. I figure that's approximately 240 hours of lost sleep until November 10th gets here when we get it back, fall back, that is, to sleep. By the way, this portion of the Bobby Mack Show being brought to you by the brand-new business, Carbon Footlocker.
I like shoes, but I love the environment. Is there a store out there for me?
There is. Introducing the Carbon Footlocker. The Carbon Footlocker will not only measure your feet, but one of our eco-friendly sales associates will also measure your carbon footprint and find a pair of shoes that will make you feel environmentally responsible.
Wow, these biodegradable high tops are really ugly, uncomfortable, way too expensive, and they smell bad. But I'm helping save the planet.
Yeah. Yes, you are. The Carbon Footlocker. It's the right thing to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks to our friends at Carbon Footlocker for that. 16 after 6 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Moneypenny liked that one, too. She just got new shoes, too.
McClain.
Welcome back. 6:21 here in the Bobby Mac Show. Stand by. Yes or BS is coming up. Right after I go to the phones and say hi to Lore, who is in my stomping grounds of Taylor's. Hi, Lore. How are you this evening?
Hi. I'm fine because I'm able to stay inside the house with the cold rain going. But actually, I do have to go out. But I just wanted to thank you so much for, you know, well, that I invited you. I was sorry, but I understand that you couldn't make it to the Piedmont Women's Center banquet last night.
Yes, and I was sorry I couldn't.
Oh, but we appreciated your announcing it, and we're appreciating, you know, you've just been such a friend of the pro-life community. I know that you care, and that makes a huge difference. I'm on my laptop, and I'm looking at reported statistics. You know, we've lost 98,810 babies here in Greenville since the Greenville Women's Clinic on Grove Road opened.
Wow.
98,000.
Pushing 100,000.
Yeah, and in the United States, 204,000 just this year. I'm sorry, but since Roe v. Wade, 58 million.
Right.
And by plan, let's see what else. But worldwide, it's 1,407,518,000.
Lord
yeah,
have mercy.
And just awareness, it helps, you know, the more that people care. We had 1,500 people there last night at the banquet, and it was wonderful. And I just continue to just implore people that are hearing me and that care, you know, what kind of a society are we when we can be barbarically kill babies after they're born, kill them in the ninth month?
Yes. Did you hear, by the way, about the judge in Alabama?
No.
An Alabama judge has approved a wrongful death lawsuit filed by a 21-year-old man on behalf of an aborted embryo. The website AL.com reported Wednesday this week that Ryan Magers is calling the six-week-old embryo Baby Roe in his lawsuit, seeking damages from the Alabama Women's Center for Reproductive Alternatives. Magers, 19, and the girl was 16. He said he pleaded with her not to have an abortion. Her parents say it was her decision to take the abortion pill. The case was made possible by Madison County probate judge Frank Barger, who ruled that Magers could represent the estate of his ex-girlfriend's aborted embryo. Alabama voters approved an amendment last year declaring the importance of unborn life. So I thought you would be interested in hearing that story.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, no, thank you. No, I've been doing so much. I know there's also states that, and I'm trying to find, I forget which one it is, that is going with the heartbeat bill. I think there's a number of states that are recognizing that.
And those are certainly steps in the right direction. Well,
absolutely.
That's great that that's a tremendous crowd last night, 1,500 people. And that is an organization that we greatly appreciate the work that they do.
Oh, well, and we thank you again. We appreciate your helping with that.
My pleasure.
And we'll I hope to see you sometime. And there's going to be people at the Piedmont Women's Center on Grove Road tomorrow morning at 9:30 with 40 Days for Life, and that's beginning again. They pray these periods of 40 days for life, and so we're just praying. We're going to see an end. Maybe not totally, but that the numbers are going down, and that's a praise report.
Yep, absolutely it is. Laura, thanks so much, and we'll hope for liquid sunshine to stay away tomorrow while those folks are out there. Greatly appreciate the call. 25 after 6 here on the Bobby Mac Show, and as promised, time for this week's edition of Yes or BS.
And now it's time for Yes.
Yes.
Or BS.
It's all about the he said,
say what? All right, here we go with this week's edition of Yes or BS. Little Annie is standing by in the news center. You're there, Annie?
Yes.
And, of course, Miss Moneypenny is ready to go as well for today's edition. This is a big week. Ash Wednesday was on Wednesday. It may have escaped your attention, but it was also National Oreo Cookie Day.
Oh.
Yeah. because the term Oreo was first used when a patent was applied for on the 6th of March, 1912. So the topic for today is Oreo facts. Are you ready, ladies?
Ready.
Here we go. Question number one. Hydrox cookies look like Oreos, and people think they're knockoffs, but actually they have been around longer than Oreos.
Yes,
yes or BS?
Yes.
Yeah, you both say yes, and I am happy to report you both are correct. Hydrox actually debuted in 1908, 4 years before Oreos arrived on the scene. Question two. According to Nabisco, the cookie part of Oreos are brown, not black.
Yes.
Actually, on this one, you guys are
wrong.
Yeah, it's BS. Actually, Nabisco refuses to say what color they are. On their frequently asked questions page, they say some people think Oreos are brown, some think they're black. And they're fine with whatever you think. Question number three. By weight, original Oreos are exactly 50% cream and 50% cookie. Is that yes or is that BS?
BS.
You ladies are correct, Amundo, in this instance. There's more cookie than cream. According to one report, 71% cookie, 29% cream.
Huh.
Question number four. Oreos are kosher. Yes or BS?
Yes.
BS.
One right and one...
Wrong.
Actually, they've been kosher since December 1997.
Boo.
Before that, the cream was made with lard. Yummy.
Yuck.
And finally, Oreos are illegal in Red China. Yes or BS?
It's got to be true.
It's
yes.
Got to be yes. Yeah.
That actually is BS. Yeah, so you're
wrong
on that one.
You're sneaky.
Other than the U.S., China, in fact, buys more Oreos than any other country.
Huh.
And they have some weird flavors over there. Wasabi Oreos, wow, where's the water? And hot chicken wing.
Ew.
Oreos. only the commies would think up wasabi and hot chicken wing Oreos. There you go.
We dip Oreos in milk. What in the world would you dip that in?
Soy sauce.
I hesitate to guess. He said, there you go. There is today's edition of Yes or BS. 6:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Annie Reddy in the News Center. And I am right back with the last half of the bonus hour here on Friday.
What?
My sentiments exactly. 6:37 now, 23 before 7 o'clock here on the Bobby Mac Show. Amazing true facts is coming up. First of all, I came across this piece today at pajamasmedia.com. Life in the Green New Deal. Paradise, nasty, brutish, and short. Charlie Martin wrote this piece. Not long ago, AOC, one of the best comedy accounts on Twitter, released, then retracted, and then disclaimed the Justice Democrats' Green New Deal FAQ, frequently asked questions. The Green New Deal's promises just didn't add up, but mere arithmetic often doesn't discourage a true believer. I started pondering what life would be like under the GND, and here is my recitation. The phone rings with its piercing, I don't care if you set it to do not disturb. You wake, heart pounding, and it's your mom. Mom, what happened? What's wrong? It's your grandmother, honey. She's in the National Health. She fell and broke her hip. Oh, my God, what are they doing? Right now, they're keeping her comfortable. The surgery board meets at 10. But she's 86, and, well, you understand what she means without either of you saying it out loud. Grandma is a retired teacher. No priority points for that. And Polish Americans don't get extra social credit. Honey, you may want to come out. Grandma hasn't seen you in years. Right, Mom, I'll be there as soon as I can. She hangs up. You climb down from the loft of your tiny house, sit down at the dining room table / desk, and link your phone to the bigger screen. First place to look is the airlines, but you don't hold much hope. You own a convenience store, and while you make a fairly good living, even after paying taxes, including the wealth tax on the store itself, it's not like being a government employee. Not much social credit for running a store. Still, you might luck out, but you don't. No seats are available for anyone with your social credit. You try the lottery, but that's a long shot, and they won't draw a name for hours. The high-speed rail runs through Elko, where you live. That's Nevada. But it doesn't stop there. The nearest station for the eastbound train is Salt Lake City, 400 kilometers away. You could lease an eco car, but it only has a 200-kilometer range. It's Sunday morning, and the local train runs on Wednesday and Saturday. But there's a bus leaving in an hour, so you quickly pack a bag. The bus is full and more. You foolishly give up your seat to an old woman using a walker and end up standing for most of the 8-hour trip. But you get to the station, you check in and get a quality class seat to Boston. Your social credit isn't sufficient for excellence class, much less empire class, but you couldn't afford it anyway. Still, compared to the local bus, the quality class is a palace. It's packed also, but there are no standing room passengers. You have a seat all your own, although it's not one near windows. The seat is even comfortable for the first day. Mom calls you again. Hi, honey. Hi, Mom. How's Grandma? The train was noisy. The connection was bad. It was hard to hear her at all. We just heard back from the board. What she needs is a hip replacement, but, you know, she's old and doesn't have much social credit left. They put her on the elective surgery list. Oh, no. You know the answer is bad, but you ask anyway, how long is the waiting list? For over 75? About 5 years. Honey, are you coming? She was asking about you. Yeah, I'm on my way. I just caught the train in Salt Lake. You couldn't get a plane? No, I don't have enough social credit. You can hear the anger in her voice. But it's an emergency. They should make an exception. When I was your age, the airlines would just let you buy a ticket. When my grandfather died, they even had a bereavement fair. Why do we vote for these people? Mom, please. Neither of us can afford to lose any social credit right now. Don't talk about it. Not on the phone. I'll be there as soon as I can. The train is really fast, up to 210 kilometers per hour on flat stretches, slower through the mountains, and only stopping in Denver, Omaha, Des Moines, Chicago, Detroit, and Philadelphia before arriving in Andrew Cuomo Station on 33rd Street in New York City. But that was most of 3 days. By the time you arrive, you're tired, sweaty, and your back hurts. To make matters worse, when you arrived, you discovered your connecting train, the Hyper Acelia, was leaving from de Blasio Station on 42nd, and you're worried. You've talked to your family several times a day, even though it costs $10 to charge your phone, every time being told Grandma isn't doing well. The doctor prescribed morphine, but after 3 days, the drug control advocate canceled the prescription, saying that Grandma was at risk for opiate addiction. Mom bought ibuprofen and acetaminophen in the gift shop, but it wasn't helping. Grandma isn't eating. Please hurry, honey. You can get her to eat. She'll listen to you. So you rush to de Blasio Station on foot. An hour's wait for a cab, it's not worth it, and manage to catch the train. Packed again, but the discomfort is less troubling than the worrying. In Boston, you get on the bus to Portsmouth, New Hampshire, your hometown. On the bus, your phone rings again. Your mother, she's crying. Honey, I'm sorry, Grandma passed about a half an hour ago. You know, as I wrote this, I wondered, but it's all based on the Green New Deal FAQ and other real statements from real Democrat politicians. Remember Obama? Maybe grandma should just take a pain pill instead of having an expensive operation. The other things are all in the Green New Deal. Unnecessary air travel, but we know it will still exist for important people. High-speed trains on conventional track, but only managing 140 miles an hour because of the limits of conventional tracks and rights-of-way. Eliminating private cars and internal combustion engines and replacing them with socially responsible mass transit. Does it have to be this way? Thankfully, it doesn't have to be this way. There are realistic solutions that are either technically feasible now or feasible in the near future that provide the flexibility, even the energy efficiency, the Green New Deal lacks. And I'll take a look at the alternative universe in part two. You think he's kidding? To me, this is actually painting a fairly bright picture. Texter says, whoever wrote that drivel needs to leave the dystopian short stories to professionals. Well, the dystopian stories are in your future. Bobby, I've seen Peeps and Hot and Spicy Oreos. I'm two steps closer to saying I've seen it all. 7:15 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back.
Hoo-ah!
All right. 6:49, it's 7 o'clock here on the Bobby Mack Show, the closing minutes of the Friday free-for-all, and time for today's edition of...
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Bob McClain presents Amazing, Amazing, True Facts.
Thank you, Gary Goodvoice. Daylight saving time, as I'm sure you're aware by now, starts Sunday, meaning we spring forward an hour and get more daylight in the evening, but, of course, sacrifice that hour of sleep. So here's a question. What do you prefer, when we spring forward or when we fall back and get to sleep in the next day? Survey asked over 1,000 Americans. Survey says slightly more people prefer when we spring forward and get more daylight. 35% said it's better. 28% prefer it when we fall back, because, of course, they get to sleep in. And everyone else either was uncertain or didn't have a preference or was living under a rock. The survey also found 54% of Americans wish we'd just eliminate the stupid time change altogether. More than half of us now on board with the idea. When people were asked why we still do it, the five most common answers were to conserve energy, so farmers have more time to work, so people can make better use of their evening hours, because it's too complicated to stop observing it, and for economic reasons. There you go. We set the clocks forward, and several lawmakers are now considering switching to daylight saving time year-round. Here are four ways that could make life better. Or as Governor Henry McTaxter might say, could make your life better. Number one, lives might be saved. Evening rush hour, more dangerous for a couple of reasons. More people are on the road. There's a greater chance for alcohol to be in people's bloodstreams, and more kids are playing outside. So having an extra hour of sunlight in the evening could reduce car accidents with pedestrians. In fact, a study by Rutgers University researchers found that 343 lives could be saved each year if we switched year-round to DST. Crime could decrease, as I'm sure you're aware, the criminals like it when it's dark, but a 2013 study found that more light in the evening could reduce crime by up to 20%. It especially helps with juveniles who are more likely to commit crimes after school in the early evening hours. Energy might be saved when the sun is out later. There is less demand for energy to light and heat people's homes and businesses. When the sun rises earlier during standard time, a lot of people are still snoring away. And finally, our sleep wouldn't get messed up twice a year. No kidding. No matter whether you prefer standard time or daylight saving time, changing the clocks twice a year is bad for our health. It disrupts our sleep. The number of heart attacks increase, and one study even found it negatively affected financial markets. Okay, so there's a few on DST. And this news, an amazing true facts, the Chicago Bears may be setting themselves up for failure with this one. You may recall they recently cut their field goal kicker, Cody Parkey, who missed a potential game-winning 43-yarder in the Bears' wild-card playoff loss to the Eagles. Now, granted, the kick was tipped, but Parkey is still pretty much known as a double dink, the guy who pretty much blew it. So Chicago signed a new kicker to replace him, and his name is... wait for it. Chris blew it. You can't make this stuff up. I'd say only in Chicago, but I could also see a number of other losers doing something like this. Blew it has never played in the NFL. Now, he was clutch during his college years with the University of Pittsburgh. In fact, if his name is familiar to Tigers fans, that would be because you may recall in 2016, he nailed a 48-yard kick in the closing seconds to beat the Clemson Tigers, who went on to win the national title that year, I should point out. And the loss to Pitt was their only loss of the season. During 4 years with the Pitt Panthers, Blewett hit slightly less than 70%. Of his 79 field goals. For comparison, Parkey hit nearly 78% of his attempts with the Bears this year. So congratulations, Chicago Bears. We know that Cody Parkey blew it, even though the kick was tipped. And so you replace him with a guy whose name exemplifies blowing it, Chris blew it. Well, keep track. Can you imagine the first time this guy misses for the Bears next year? Aye, aye, aye. That's it for today and for this week. Thanks so much for being along. We'll do it all again, of course, starting on Monday afternoon at 3. And hope you can join us in. Have a great weekend and try and stay dry. We always wrap it up with Satchmo, and here he comes with Wonderful World. See you back on Monday. God bless.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.